Julie's father is a pulpit-pounding, ordained, fire-and-brimstone, free-will Baptist preacher, and in Julie's eyes, he is the ultimate authority on God. He knows what is and is not a sin. It is a sin to have sex outside of marriage. If you do, her daddy says, you are committed to that person for life, because you are married in the eyes of God, and you can never be with anyone else, or you will be doomed to hell as a fornicator and an adulteress.
Tonight, Bobby and I have been to Jimmy's to practice again, and more planning and dreaming about the band. Bobby pulls the car off the road into my driveway. It's March now, and the weather is clear. The breeze that was warm and gentle today is now chilled and sweeps through the nearby trees, making a swishing sound like a song. Everything feels so right. Bobby puts his right arm around me and pulls me against him. For a while, we snuggle and talk about our dream life together. I'm looking up into his blue eyes. He leans down and kisses me with passion. And as he does, his right hand slides down over my breast. I grab his hand to pull it away, but he is too strong for me, and he takes his own time moving it. He laughs and says, "How does that feel, anyway?" "It feels great," I say, "but I still don't want you to do it. It gets me too horny." "That's the idea," he says. "Well, I want to wait." Then he says, "Why? You know we're going to get married. I wouldn't run off. Mom and Daddy would just die if I got pregnant. Let's just be close and talk," I say. "Okay," he says. So I turn around facing him and lean against him and lay my head on his chest. He is holding me this way, and we talk a little more. Then he's kissing me again, and his hands are going all over me. One of my hands is pinned behind him, and the other one just can't stop him. Soon, somehow, I am down in the seat, and he's over me. If I'm going to stop him, it's got to be now. I say no, but he ignores it. I think about the other times we got close, times that Bobby listened to me when I said no. In my mind, I can see my father looking in the car window, seeing what we're doing. I expect to hear him rap on the window any second or open up the door and yell. The image fades because now it is happening. I feel pressure. I feel pain. And I can't decide if it feels good or bad. Then it's over and I think, now I have no choice. We'll have to get married because now we are already married in the eyes of God. Bobby sits up and finds a rag, hands it to me to clean myself up. He tells me again how much he loves me, and then he asks, "Did you bleed?" "I don't know." I look at the rag, and it's just barely tinged with red. He says, "I thought you were a virgin. You weren't, were you?" I don't know how to respond. I'm thinking, there was that time when I was 6. Does that count? I don't know. I mean, I was so little. Can you lose your virginity when you're that little? I don't remember bleeding then either, but then there are parts of it I don't remember at all. And what does that mean to God? In his eyes, am I really married to... No, that can't be. Finally, I say, "Yes, I was a virgin." He glares at me and says, "I heard you did it with your last boyfriend. Everybody says so." "No, we never did it. We just smooched. That's all we ever did." "Honest, are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure. You think I'd lie? Don't you believe me?" "Yeah, I believe you, I guess." It feels to me like we are having a fight over whether I'm a virgin after I just lost my virginity. Or maybe I lost it when I was little. I don't know. It's all too confusing. I don't want to talk about it or think about it or figure it out. I feel my throat closing up and my ears start to burn. like I'm going to cry and I don't want to, so I just say that I got to go in, and I go in.
June 30th of the same year.
We bought our rings about a month ago. My sister Carolyn came back and won't talk about it. But she told me just a few minutes ago that I am too young to get married. She's the first one that's told me that. She says, you'll be sorry. I'm 16, just a year younger than my mother was when she got married. When I told Mom and Daddy, they said it was fine with them. They seemed relieved to me. Mama made the cake and my wedding dress. I have it on, standing here looking in the mirror. I can't believe what I see. I'm really doing this. By tonight, I'll be Mrs. Bobby Bain. There's no turning back. I'm going to a wedding, and it's mine.